Well, I'm so glad you've chosen to join us. I'm Steve Lawson with Kent Steinbeck, and this is Steadfast Hope. We're coming to you from Herb's House, a very iconic coffee house here in Dallas, Texas. Kent, we've seen this coffee shop just grow up and be filled with people studying the Word of God.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
And it is awesome. People get in cars and drive here from parts of the country. They get on airplanes, and they come here to Herb's House. And so it's become a very special place for me because the Lord has been meeting with us here at Herb's House. Not many people know this is Herb right here. So if you want to know who is Herb, this is Herb of Herb's House.
The nickname.
It's a nickname. So we're in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 6, Kent. And the title of this devotion is Resisting Pride. Mm. So let me read the verse. Paul says, "Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ, we might have asserted our authority." Kent, one danger in the Christian life, in fact, a major danger, is when pride creeps into our hearts. I mean, that's what happened to Lucifer in heaven. Pride and iniquity was found in his heart. And he said, "I will exalt myself above the throne of God." And he was cast down. And there is this part of our flesh that is still within us to exalt ourselves rather than to humble ourselves. And Jesus said in Luke 18, verse 14, "Those who humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves will be humbled." And so it's kind of the oxymoron of the Christian life, that if we want to be lifted up, we must lower ourselves. But if we lift ourselves up, God will lower us. And so Paul here is saying to the Thessalonians that he resisted pride intentionally, purposely, as he came to minister to them. And he says at the end of this verse, "Hey, I could have thrown my weight around with you. I could have said, I'm an apostle of Christ. You need to do what I say to do." Because an apostle really had God-given authority over the entire church on behalf of Christ and received direct revelation from God. And so Paul could have come to Thessalonica and put those cards out on the table and really kind of intimidated people and bossed them around and been catered to by them. He could have done that and to have sought their admiration and their praise and their glory and really promoted himself and been puffed up. And Paul says, "No, when I came to you," he said, "we did not seek glory from men." And glory here refers to praise, applause, honor, esteem, a high opinion from others. Paul said, "That wasn't my motive. My motive was not to seek glory for me. It was to promote glory for God, to turn your attention away from the world and from yourself and even away from me. And everything that I did," Paul said, "as best I could, it was to promote the glory of God and to turn you towards Christ." And so he says, "We did not seek glory from men, either from you," referring to the Thessalonians, "or from others." And that really just covers all the other churches that Paul went to, in Corinth and Philippi and Berea and these various places. Paul said, "It wasn't about me. It was about Christ, and it was about the glory of God." And so this is a good check, I think, upon our Christian lives and upon our motives and how we carry out ministry, that in our preaching, in our teaching, in our humble service, whether it's in the nursery or helping someone else in whatever means it might be, it's always to draw attention to the grace of God and the glory of God and not for it to come back to ourselves. So, Kent, I mean, let's talk about this. I have so many thoughts in my head, but I'm just going to stop.
And wow.
So we
there's
can.
So much here. It's really the opposite of the world. Is Paul not saying, I want you to live entirely opposite of the way the world lives and what the world says?
Yeah. I mean, the world seeks to worship the unholy Trinity, me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good.
Jesus said to follow him, we must deny ourselves and take up a cross. And a cross is an instrument of death. There must be death to self and denial of self if I am to follow Christ. And so this is, as you said, it's just the total opposite of the world, the way the world functions. And we're surrounded by this constantly. And it's easy to be squeezed into its mold and its way of thinking, and we've got to resist that and choose to humble ourselves and lower ourselves in the presence of the Lord. And if God wants to exalt us someplace, then that's God's prerogative. And I think of the parable in Luke 14 where Jesus said, when you enter a banquet hall, don't go to the head of the table and seek the preeminent place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because once you're seated, someone else is going to come in, and you're seated in someone else's seat. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be embarrassing for you when the host asks you to pick up your plate in front of everybody and go to the end of the table. Instead, he says, when you enter the banquet, you should go to the end of the table. And if the host wants to move you up,
that's good.
Then wait for him to do it.
I like that.
And I think that pictures really how ministry should be, that we're not seeking the spotlight.
Yeah, even the Christian himself
or
herself.
Absolutely. That we are truly being promoted by the Lord and not being self-promoting or assuming too much for ourselves. And so, Kent, this really strikes at the heart of our number one problem, which is me,
right.
which is pride.
Right.
And to be the hero of my own stories, to be the object of my own pursuits. Instead, I've got to, I must deny myself, lower myself, and seek the glory of God.
Amen. So, Steve, would you say then that when we get up in the morning and we start our daily life and we go through our life, that we really don't have to do anything to be prideful, right? It comes natural.
We were born with it.
We're born with it, right?
Yeah.
But we do have to do something
to
die to ourselves and to be humble.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, Jesus said we must die daily. And so
how do we better do that?
Well, Colossians 3:5 says we must put to death, we must mortify the deeds of the flesh. Mm-hmm. And I think it really begins with remembering who God is and what the grace of God is in my life. 1 Corinthians 15:9 and 10, I am what I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
And to be reminded, Kent, and I have this thought occasionally, and I need to have it more regularly, I really have no reason to be prideful.
Yeah. If you really drill down.
If you drill down.
To everything.
Yeah. What do I have that I have not received?
Yes.
And that's in 1 Corinthians 4. Mm-hmm. Everything I have is a gift from God. So what do I have to be prideful about? Mm-hmm. It would it be intellect? Would it be possessions? Would it be position? Would it be gifts? I mean, whatever it would be, it's just, it's all come from God.
Every single thing.
Yeah, every single thing. Romans 11, 36, all things are from him. And so I have no reason to be prideful.
Yeah.
I'm not better than anyone else inherently within myself.
Yeah.
Whatever difference there is between me and someone else is the operation of the grace of God in my life. And I lose sight of that.
Yeah.
And I need to be brought back to this place so as not to seek glory from men or to even seek glory from myself.
Yeah. You know, the last question, Steve, and maybe this is more of a comment, but it seems to me that the most mature Christians that I've run into are the ones that really are the most humble. Have you seen that?
Absolutely. And they are the most aware of their own deficiencies and their need to abide in Christ and to be resting in Him. Mm-hmm. So, Kent, this is Christianity 101.
Yeah, it really is.
Yet, I mean, we need to learn this in the first grade, second grade, third grade, middle school, high school. I mean, we never grow past this basic truth that we must humble ourselves and not seek glory from men, but from God. So what can I say? This applies to you. It applies to Kent and me. And I trust that God will use this today to filter through your mind and your heart, that you would choose to be a bondservant this day of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would choose to wash the feet of others and serve them. And the more you give yourself away, the more you will be like Christ.
That's good.
So blessings to you from Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us today.